All right. Some words to introduction. The aggregation at the micrometer scale is important for long-term preservation of organic matter in soils. We have some unknowns regarding this micrometer scaled aggregates, as well as called microstructures that are the biotic and abiotic factors controlling physical strength or stability of such aggregates, and the turnover times of associated organic matter. These uncertainties results partly from experimental challenges, which are the selective separation of microstructures and or the dispersion of soils down to the micrometer level. And actually, the available techniques like wet sieving or chemical treatments to disperse soils do not provide numerical information which can be related to physical strength or stability of dispersed aggregates. So one technique which we have also is the dispersion of soil aggregates by application of ultrasound. In a soil water suspension, ultrasound induces under pressure conditions, which generates vapor bubbles. That means water boiling by room temperature. But these under pressure conditions only exist for less than 1 microsecond. And with increasing pressure, we have an imploding vapor bubble, which results at least in that this water is filling out the space which was filled by air and resulting in such a microjet. Here's a picture of a single bubble. And here you can see the microjet which hits the surface of an aggregate with a large speed, which results in the dispersion of an aggregate. We have a bubble size diameter between 24 and 350 microns, which means that we should be able to disperse aggregates in the same size range. And we get numerical information about energy amounts applied by ultrasonication in joule per centimeter cubic, which we can relate to the physical strength of dispersed aggregates. So our objectives of this first study were to determine the influence of increasing amounts of ultrasonic energy on release of organic carbon and polyvalent cations like iron, aluminium, manganese, magnesium, and calcium. We want to determine the dispersion maxima for different soils, and we want to evaluate potential method-related effects of ultrasonication on soil minerals. Some words to material methods. We choose 6 soils for our investigations, showing a large range in soil organic carbon contents and clay content and in total iron content and in diterionite and oxalate soluble iron contents. This is the same for aluminium. At first, we prepared a soil water suspension and applied ultrasonication energy by 60 joules per centimeter cubic to disperse macro aggregates. We removed coarse particles because these ones are known to preferentially damage by ultrasonication, and we removed the water extractable fraction to avoid a mixing of this fraction with fraction separated after application of larger amounts of ultrasonication energy. And at least we take extraction residues after this treatment, mix it with water, take an extraction residue water suspension, and apply ultrasonication by 100, 200, 400, 500, 1000, 1500, and 2000 joules per centimeter cubic. We determined the water extractable organic carbon, iron, aluminium, manganese, calcium, and magnesium concentrations, and we scanned extraction residues after ultrasonication treatment by scanning electron microscope and microscopy. And we choose for this one 3 different size fractions, from 250 to 53, from 53 to 20, and smaller than 20 micrometer. Here are the first results. These are the results for the water extractable organic carbon. You see on the x-axis the energy applied by ultrasound in joule per centimeter cubic. It's from Here are the smaller steps below 500 and then increasing to 2000. And here you can see the water extractable organic carbon contents and gram per kilogram extraction residue. Here are the different five different soils which are shown in this figure. And we have generally two main results, that we have dispersion or the highest amounts of organic carbon in four out of five soils, and in one soil for 1500 joules per centimeter cubic, and for only one soil and at 1000 joules per centimeter cubic, which indicates differences in this dispersion maxima, because our hypothesis is that this maximum organic carbon contents show the maximum in dispersion. After this, we checked this for the water extractable iron and aluminium, and we found for the water extractable aluminium a similar pattern with largest amounts of extractable iron around 1500 joules per cubic centimeter, and we found approximately the same pattern for aluminium. And finally, we correlated these values of the water extractable iron and aluminium after application of 1500 joules per centimeter cubic to the clay contents and the oxalate and ditunate soluble iron and aluminium contents, as well as to the contents of the total aluminium and iron, and we found no correlation, which is an indication that we got those values not from disintegration of iron oxide or clay sized minerals, so that we conclude that we got these that this is no method related effect of autocentrication to disintegrate mineral compounds, and instead that we extract this iron and aluminium after dispersion of the aggregates. And we found a little bit different pattern for calcium. We found for two soils maximum calcium amounts around 1500 joules per centimeter cubic, and for two soils around 1000 joules per centimeter cubic. And this is the same for this Ochrebt soil. It's the same as you found for carbon, which can be an indication that when microaggregates formed and calcium is to a higher extent involved as aluminium or iron, this maybe results in a less physically stability of these aggregates. And for our sixth soil, with the largest clay content of 56%, we found a complete different pattern, and we found the highest concentrations of water extractable iron, calcium, aluminium, and organic carbon at 200 joules per centimeter cubic, which actually makes no sense in relation to the soil mineral characteristics. And in this soil, after centrifugation, we have a high amount of fine suspended particles in our water extractable fraction after centrifugation, and because of this high amount of small particles, our filters were locked up very fast, which maybe results in a decrease of the pore size, and which is a clear method related effect that we probably need at this soil higher G factors by centrifugation. Usually we worked with 10,000 G by centrifugation, which is obviously too less for this soil. So we want to repeat these experiments by centrifugation with 20,000 G. And we checked after this 1500 joule per centimeter cubic application of ultrasonic energy the different particle size fractions of this extraction residue. And we focused on, here are results from the size fraction 53 to 20 micrometer. And this is a single particle grain, which is obviously unaffected, but it is for the Paleodolph as a forest soil with a clay content of 6%. But we found a quite irregular pattern on single particle grains, which we take as an indication that we have here damages caused by these imploding bubbles, which has an effect on the particle size distribution determined by dry rate. And we checked this as well for a second soil, for the Okrept as an arable soil with a clay content of 37%, and we found the same patterns, which are probably resulted from damages by imploding bubbles. So coming to the conclusions, the water extractable organic carbon, iron, aluminium, and calcium contents indicate soil-independent dispersion maxima between 1,000 and 1,500 joules per centimeter cubic. The differences in the dispersion maxima between soils are element-specific, and soil-specific differences in relative importance of aluminium, iron, and calcium in formation of physically highly stable aggregates. And as experimental recommendations, we recommend the centrifugation by at least 20,000 G, and the combination of wet sieving, that means removing of this fraction from 53 to 20 micrometer, and the sequentially increasing energy amounts should be, we should be able to go for a maximum dispersion of aggregates by a minimum artificial effects on mineral compounds. And thanks for your attention. No, we take a constant ratio between solid and water. It's 5 gram solid and 25 gram water, and we this. Was this your question?
If you maintain a constant solid solution ratio when you do your ultracentrifugation.
I didn't get the second word of your question. Sorry.
Constant ratio.
Yeah.
Of solid to solution.
Yeah. Yeah, it's constant. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay.
Have you tried sonicating with like SPT or hexametaphosphate instead of water?
No, we wanted to avoid these chemicals because we just wanted to go for water, because water is actual, yeah, it's natural occurring, and so we didn't go for these other chemicals because the dispersion mechanisms of dispersions are quite undefined, and so you have much more method related effects as compared to water. Therefore, we avoid this.
Yeah.
Was this the question?
No,
actually not. No, because this soil samples are from Germany, and in Germany we don't have any salt. So it's definitely worth it to test this approach for any salts as well, because the chemistry and soil chemistry is completely different. But actually, no.